This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Here's a philosophical question for you. Was math invented or was it discovered? Granite Geek David Brooks has been thinking about this question. He's a writer at the Concord Monitor and writer at graniteGeek.org, and he's here with me now. David, why has this question come to mind?
It's come to mind because there is a new movie out called The Man Who Knew Infinity, which is a biopic. I've always wanted to say that word, biopic. Movie, a biography of the life of an Indian mathematician from the start of the 20th century. His name is Ramanujan, or Ramanujan. You can pronounce it a couple different ways. He was an extraordinary mathematician, in many ways absolutely unique, both for the math he did and for his life story, because he started out as a poor clerk, very poor clerk, in South India when the British still controlled it, and managed to come to the attention of J.H. Hardy, who was one of the foremost mathematicians in the world, who was in England. And Hardy actually brought him to England, and there he tried to make him a 20th century Western mathematician with a certain amount of success.
And you're giving a post-movie discussion tomorrow night at Red River Theaters in Concord. Details about that in just a minute. But I did want to get to the meat of that question, David. What do you think? Was math invented or was it discovered?
Well, you can show up after the movie and find out.
No. Now. Tell us now.
No. All right. Well, so let me just say, first of all, that this is a question that is of zero interest to real mathematicians. They couldn't care less. This is a sort of a philosophical question that mathematicians don't care about. They go ahead and just proceed.
As a non-mathematician, I'm very interested.
Well, as a non-mathematician myself, although a math fan. And all mathematicians act as if it was discovered. They act like mathematics is a thing that is out there and you have to hunt and find it. And Ramanujan felt that way himself. He thought it was out there, and in fact he thought Hindu goddess actually gave him many of the answers. That was his form of the inspiration that you'll find, striking sort of unconscious inspiration you'll find in many mathematicians. To him, it took the form of the goddess coming to him. But so they act as if it is out there. But if you think about mathematical concepts and imagine that they exist somewhere out there, and we go find them. The question is, where do they exist, and in what form? And it's one thing to say, you know, 1 + 1 = 2 is obviously a truth that's out there. But when you get to things like imaginary numbers, it's really hard to figure out how you can say that they exist and we find them.
And when we talk about math, I mean, are we talking about the characters we use to represent it on paper, you know, the numerical 0 through 9, and then sometimes the letters, you know, the I for the imaginary number, as you've mentioned, and the X, solving for X as we did in high school algebra. We're talking about different things, right? We're talking about that abstract idea and the way we represent it on paper.
Oh, yeah. The way we represent it on paper to a certain extent is trivial. It's the abstract idea is what's interesting. And, of course, the essence, the power, the beauty of mathematics is that it is abstraction. It is the ultimate abstraction. And I would argue that it's, you know, the greatest art form created by humans. And it is the thing that separates us from the beast of the field. Doing abstract, pure mathematics is a human activity that no non-humans do. Crows can count, for example, but there's no evidence that, there's a quadratic equation lurking in the head of anything other than human beings.
So how would it change humanity's understanding of itself one way or the other, whether it was conclusively invented or conclusively discovered? Would that change the way people view how they understand the universe, how they understand themselves?
Well, I suppose if NASA sent out a spacecraft and it went around to the back of an asteroid and discovered all the Platonic solids, which are, you know, sort of what the Greeks thought was the absolute forms that a circle and a sphere aspire to, and we found them lurking there on the back of an asteroid, that would change our concept of the universe. But I don't think that's going to happen. So in general, I think you can safely say this is an argument that it is safe to chew over with a beer or not beer, as you prefer, but probably won't change much. But it's really interesting to think about, I think.
Okay, well, let's come down off this lofty thinking. Thank you very much, David.
You bet.
That's David Brooks. He's leading a discussion of this very question after tomorrow night's screening of The Man Who Knew Infinity at Red River Theaters in downtown Concord. He's calling the discussion, What is This Thing Called Math? The movie starts at 6. By the way, David is a reporter at the Concord Monitor and the composer of the hit song, What is This Thing Called Geekiness? At graniteGeek.org.